Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
One time I did a scene with her and a bunch of other girls where I was wearing an Easter Bunny costume. And so I have this giant Easter Bunny fucking helmet. I nutted and I didn't even see what I was nutting to. It was a weird feeling.
Well, we're here. First time we've had two guests at the same time.
Oh, feels really? Good.
This is okay. The first time. Yeah, it feels very kind of Shark Tank-ish, like we're pitching you guys on our show right now.
What would you pitch?
I'm trying to think of what you would pitch because you feel like you're trying to sell me a million ideas a day when I'm with you.
So we do a podcast where we interview a girl and then we have sex with her. That's what I want to pitch on Shark Tank.
Fuck the Shark Tank question.
Yeah. I want to know if that bald dude will invest in us. What would Mark Cuban say? Like, he would probably have to be like, well, it's not a bad idea, right?
It'd probably be like a GoPro for your cock.
Oh, so you're thinking we should just like create some products associated with the porn podcast.
Yes. Because then after people watch Plug Talk, they'll be like, yo, I should get that.
Because here's the thing about porn, right? So every single time I watch porn, I'm like, hey, that's my cock. I'm doing that to that lady.
He's a big, thinks he's in
POV
there.
POV guy.
Oh, yeah. Big. So if you have, if the POV angle's great, but if you have actually like a small, well, for you, a big camera on your cock.
Hold right. up.
You know what I mean? I've seen it. I'm not going to lie.
It's one thing to make content. It's another thing to make the product that everybody uses to make content. Like if you own Apple and you make the iPhone, that's a really great business to be in. If we could be all of us, really, because I think we have to do this business together. If we could create like a cock camera that changes the world.
You'd have to wear it like up here.
We're all like a quarter of Steve Jobs collectively.
Dude, exactly. Because if you go, you know, if you go, you have the handheld, which is fine. The cock cam, you cut in between. Like I'm coming fast.
Yeah.
Fast. Lickety split.
Well, you know when you do like Madden, there's like the green screens. They put all those like dots and those little cameras over you.
Yep.
That's what we need.
I mean, I'm doing three dots on mine.
Goddamn. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Goddamn.
You guys are young. You never had a colonoscopy?
No, I've had two.
Oh,
what? Yeah. Okay.
One of them was for pleasure, but so I have a fucked up colon. You know, me and Pete Davidson got that like IBS stuff.
You, you guys are the same.
Yeah, I'm Pete Davidson.
And Cameron.
But yeah, that's the only way they can check the inside of your body.
Have you ever heard the song IBS by Cameron?
No, but Cameron's great.
The best rap song IBS? About irritable bowel syndrome you've ever heard in your life.
Really?
I swear to God, it's amazing.
How opens with I be shitting or
no, like, literally like I'm pretty sure that's one of the lyrics. Yeah, it's amazing.
I love it.
But anyway, the colonoscopy, like as a filmer,
oh shit,
that really appeals to me because like, you know, as you film skate and BMX, it's all about like really getting low in there
angle.
With the fisheye. Yeah. Get in there. I mean, there's no more the getting in there eye. Than shoving a camera up your asshole.
Yeah.
Did anyone have the footage?
Well, the weirdest part is after the colonoscopy, the doctor was a fan. He's like, yo, I love your work. I was like, you just saw the inside of my asshole. Yeah.
Oh, he should have kept that to himself.
Yeah, no, but this was like after us waking up where you're like, if you ever got put down.
We got to go to sleep for this?
I'm playing Tetris.
I'm going to be up.
No,
I'm trying to come.
No, they're like, they rub something on your hand. They rub something on your hand and be like, all right, 3, 2. And then you just wake up and you're just violated. And then some guy's like, I'm a big fan of your work.
You know who remembers my colonoscopy? Because I couldn't eat for a day.
Yeah, I remember how hangry he was.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the biggest day.
You had to
ever.
Deal with him for 24 hours?
I could only drink Gatorade.
He
was Gatorade the worst.
He also claims that he like never recovered from that one day of not eating.
I'm
like,
still traumatized.
6 months later, he's like, I'm still hungry from that day that you made me not eat.
Yo, it's fucked up.
It messed me up in the head, really.
It's the weirdest day ever because mine was like 7 a.m. I'm like in rush hour traffic, getting driven there. I can't eat, right? And I'm like, get me out of this state. I need a restroom immediately. You need to drink that whole fucking gallon of stuff. I will say I felt like I was about to do like an anal scene because I was flushed
eating
out.
Is very important to me. Good. Like I can't.
Dude, we talk about this all the time. I hate it. Like I wish I could just take a key bump of protein powder and go off my day.
Yeah.
Like, are you a big like I need a whole meal and a whole. Oh,
you don't
really?
Like eating?
I just think it takes too much time.
I'm fine.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
So it's terrible.
God, that's how I feel about showering.
Pleasures in life.
Shower, right? But like every morning we got to, scrambled eggs. We got to fucking.
It's so dumb.
Where's the canola oil?
I need that. I can't.
I need it. No, I need it. I just, here's the thing. I live alone right now and I don't want to be the one doing that, you know?
That's
fair. But if I had somebody, I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, then it's easy. I love eating, but I just don't want the process of it.
Okay.
If I had that kind of attitude, I would have your kind of body fat percentage, you know? Like, you're a skinny guy because you don't even give a shit about food. To me, food is like every moment of the day I'm thinking about what I'm eating next.
Oh, definitely. No, I'm right there with you. It's just the morning. It's like,
you have like a sack of gummy berries for breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple pixie sticks. Yeah, dude, I've had rough days where I mix protein powder with coffee and then like Athletic Greens and one. I'm just like, what is happening in my life?
I need to get my shit together. But how annoying is it that every fucking 5 hours your body's like, hey, I need some shit.
I hate my body starts making the noises like, blah, 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 blah. Like, bitch.
I love when my body makes that noise. I'm like, I have an excuse to eat like thousands of calories right now.
And don't get me wrong, I love eating. It's just the process of it. You know? I wish I could just have one meal all day and then just go from there.
Well, now I'm in a weird position because I'm trying to lose weight. So I'm trying to like let go of the comfort that I previously got throughout my entire life through just eating bullshit, you know? And that's like, it's like losing a friend, you know?
It is hard. So what are you losing weight for? Just
So we do porn.
We do be doing porn.
Onlyplugtalk.com. And
let's get into that.
Yeah, I think what are we even doing here?
My favorite thing about the show is the headsets, the Steve Jobs, the TED Talk microphones.
I feel like Britney Spears when we wear those.
It is because like as somebody who's just scrolling online, I'm like, look at these intellectual people. And then I tap the link and I go, still intellectual.
Talking
in a
about
sexual
gangbangs.
Title. What's that?
We're just talking about gangbangs, but we look professional doing it.
But that's the thing is like you add this to anything and I feel very like I should be taking notes. Like I watched the Plug Talk with a pen and paper and I'm like, oh, interesting. Sex. Whoa. That goes
in there.
It's
kind of funny because it's like we take them off before we have sex.
Yeah.
So why do they need to be so discreet and
that is
like
funny.
Slick against
Yeah, you
could
have these fucking giant things over
that's
here.
That's what I'm saying. But that was like a conscious like decision we had to make when we started Plug Talk is like, do we do a set like this where we have, because my No Jumper set is like basically like this, where you have three cameras on tripods and then you have mics that swing around and it seems like that works good. Mm-hmm. But we were like, no, like if we're going to do it, we got to film it like real porn. We can't just have set angles. You know, we're going to have a real cameraman. If we're going to do that, well, we should have, you know, clip on mics. But then we realized like, of course you have to take the mics off before you have sex. So, and even like that half hour it takes
you
to
keep it on, dude, ASMR style.
That will be kind of hot. I'd listen.
Do one episode ASMR style. Here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do think that's a great idea, though.
I wish that we didn't need the mics. I'm a producer. I wish that we could just go right into the sex instead of cutting and taking the. They're really
fuck the podcast
you know?
Angle is what you're saying.
But they need like they need like 20 minutes to like swab their vaginas and like use their different
we
oils.
Douche,
and
we brush our teeth.
Kind of like hit me up when you're ready.
My demeanor on set is. Leave me alone. I need to smoke weed in between everything that I'm doing. I'm busting out. I need to smoke a spliff. Like, we're about to shoot. I need to smoke a spliff. Like, like everything is an excuse for me to smoke weed because a lot of times on set, dude, I got to bust like 3-4 nuts in a day.
Damn.
3-4 nuts?
Yeah.
Dude, we're trying to maximize our content.
Because it's like, efficient. It's.
Oh, it, you got to shoot it up for the day.
I can just do that. Like, I just have that power. Like, so I might as well. And it's like, if we want to shoot, you know, like I'm so busy with No Jumper that's like if we have a day on set, I should probably do like 2-3 scenes just to get a lot of content.
Okay,
done.
So the third or fourth guest that day, y'all are all essentially Eskimo.
I'm usually the fourth guest. It's usually like in our bedroom, and I'm like
she'll like try to squeeze a scene out of me for her.
Listen, hair and makeup costs a lot of money. I'm like, trying to make the most money off of it.
You already busted 3 nuts today. Is it cool if I get one more out of you? And I'm like, holy,
here, film it.
Like,
the prep between you guys is so different and so funny.
Yeah,
does the weed like is it like an aphrodisiac for you? Because when I smoke weed, I get like I'll fuck a refrigerator, like I get horny. Is it like a, do you smoke and you're like, ooh, cause my, it like literally back. Dude, when I smoke weed, I have to decide if I'm going to eat
right.
or jerk off. Like if there's
eat or beat,
it,
baby.
It, dude, it's a, and it's like a crazy decision. Dude.
It's just like a reset mentally for okay. me. It's like, okay, this yeah. is like, it marks the end of that chapter. Like, okay, we're done that. I get a little high, eat a little, you know, bag of trail mix.
Bag of trail mix.
I feel like
fog?
You smoking makes you normal. Like I feel like you're not normal. levels and then you out. Smoke levels and you're like brought back to baseline. I don't want to talk to him before he smoked weed.
When I say that I'm thinking about slowing down or quitting smoking weed, she recoils in horror because she thinks I'm just going to be a huge asshole when I don't smoke. But it's not true because we've been on vacation a bunch of times where I didn't smoke and I was mad chill.
No. Damn. Let's not recap it in it. London.
Okay. Oh, London. Talk to him. Yeah, I'm the same way with caffeine, but like I don't have it.
I'll be like crying if I stop.
It's so funny.
Coffee.
My mom used to say shit when I was a kid. She'd be like, don't talk to me until I have a caffeine. I'm like, all right, what is this, a Forever 21 t-shirt?
Oh, you don't even want to look at her or think about her until she's had caffeine.
So you guys wake up and you go outside, you take a couple ribs and then you get some espressos and then you're like, all right, now we can
convene. Now we can actually talk.
But you guys have what? One kid together?
With one kid.
You just wake up and it's just chaos immediately?
Immediately. Yeah.
You just look at your child and be like, I need a joint. I need a coffee. How does this work?
It's like waking up in a mosh pit.
It really is. Fuck.
Just constant yelling.
And but there's only one person talk, in the mosh pit. It's just like constant. Like she's yelling mama constantly and I'm like, I'm right here. I'm right in your fucking face. Here, how many times are you going to say my name?
She's so sick. It's so funny.
Is it worth it? Because every parent I talk to, right, they say all this bad shit, right? And then they go, yeah, but it's worth it. Is it though?
I think so. Yeah, it's like a.
What are both of you guys like? Nah.
No, it's a lot of bad stuff in the short term that ends up with something that means so much that it outweighs all the bullshit.
But also, for as much as I complain about it, I know that in 15 years, when she's in high school, I'm gonna miss this time so bad. Okay. Where she would just let me hold her and take her around everywhere and wanted to snuggle me. You know, it's like it's hard, but it's good,
dude. Because the trajectory of kids is hilarious, right? You spend all this time, all this fucking money, all this effort to like raise this little thing with no frontal cortex, right? And then they become 15, 16, and they go, I hate you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's why like I was doing the airplane applesauce every night for 5 years.
I feel like when she says, I hate you, I'm going to say, like, oh, that's so cute.
Or my dad would
be like, he'd be like, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
Yeah. I mean, I really like don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks about me. So I feel like I also probably won't really care what she thinks about me. Maybe that's naive.
No, that's a deep moment. I like that.
You got to tell her that just to fuck with her. I remember the first time I yelled at my dad, I didn't know how to cuss, but I knew the words. So I called him a fuckhead one time.
That's good.
Oh, I got my ass beat. But I didn't know how to use the context of fuck, but it was like as he sent me to my room on the walk up, I was like, whatever, you fuckhead. It was like a beat of silence. And then you just hear the chair scoot back from the table.
Oh, dude.
Then you hear one of these.
You got beat with a belt?
No, he pulled his pants down for me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Look at this dick. Yeah. I'm not going to beat you. I'm going to make you look at my cock.
I'm not going to say fuck again ever. Look at it. No, he beat the shit out of me with that belt.
Wow.
Dude, first of all, I called my mom a bitch one time. She threw an entire bowl of cereal at me. Like a whole bowl, chock
with
full.
Milk?
Oh, son, with
what
cereal.
What are we talking? Raisin Bran?
It was a...
Raisin Bran would fuck your face up. That shit's sharp.
What is the not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the French Toast Crunch?
What the fuck?
Someone tell me.
What is going on in that?
It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it's French Toast.
Yeah.
Thank God.
They have that?
Okay. Oh, it's fire. But
no wonder she threw it at your face. You're trying to get rid of it.
Just bitch. Yeah. Oh.
That's crazy. So you have this. You have a child. You have many different entities. When people recognize you, most of the time it's for no jumper stuff, but every once in a while, there's a dude like, yo, nice cock.
Yeah. Exactly. Like every once in a blue, like I'll say hi to like 100 people in a day, and then one of them will be like,
brings you in too quick.
Hey man, I'm really fucking with that plug talk. It's like the most random fucking dude always. It's like a wait, like a bus boy or like the least like distinguished person of the people I said hi to.
That guy at Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, or no, but what really blew my mind is so basically, super short version of my come up is that I've been riding BMX bikes since I was like 12. I started this BMX website when I was 22. I did that for like 10 years. And then the No Jumper thing takes off and all of a sudden I'm interviewing rappers and shit like that. So I didn't ride BMX bikes for 3 years straight. I get a bike. I go to the skate park with my friends. We filmed like a little vlog riding and everything. And like as I'm leaving the skate park, this fucking 10-year-old kid is just like,
oh God.
Hey, man, Adam, nice meeting you. Keep doing those good pornos with Lena. Oh my God, no. Like a child. And yeah. But he was with like older kids. So I kind of felt like the older kids told him to go say that.
Oh, guys, you guys. Oh,
either way, kind of mind blowing. I'm like, should I not even be at the skate park?
Do people ever just say that to you guys, like when you guys are at a restaurant or something? Like, hey, we enjoy your content.
Well, people who come up to me and say, I enjoy your content, they'll be like, I mean, you're like your YouTube content. They always feel like they have to clarify.
Just fuck with them. Be like, well, what other content is there? Yeah. Like, well, you know,
One time I was vlogging and I met, Stylebender from the UFC. He just like came up to me and Lena. And he's like, Lena, I've seen all of your films. I'm a big fan of your work. Yeah. Some shit like that.
And
like,
he could beat everyone's ass. So you're like, you sure have, sir.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I wouldn't care if anyone said that.
He wants everyone to buy my porn.
That is a good point, though. Definitely. Like, I pretty much would have had to let him say whatever he wants to say to her, right? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have pissed you off, right? Like, it's like, we make porn together. You want people to see it. So yeah. Obviously people.
I'm not mad at all about him watching it. I'm just like confronting the fact that I'm a pussy. And if he had really like said something offensive, like, what am I going
to
do?
You don't look like, I mean, comparatively him, we're all giant pussies, but you don't look like, can you fight? Because you look like, really?
No.
If I saw you in a dark alley, I would shit myself.
Maybe when I was younger, I was like hopped up on testosterone a little bit, but like at 38, no, I don't think I could fight anybody.
God.
No. I've never seen him get into a fight in the 6 years that I've known him.
Maybe if he gets off weed, he'll just start fucking killing people.
There you go.
Yeah. There'll be a lot more road rage, but I don't know about fights.
We have armed security at the store, which like says a lot about how I feel about fighting. I just feel like I'm past it. I didn't get to this point in my life to scrap with somebody on the alley.
I got neck pains. I can't deal with this shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a clip where somebody pulled a gun on you mid-podcast.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'd react to that. Yeah,
what?
You were just recording. Somebody just glocked up.
It was a fake gun, but we didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Mm. Did they just colored the orange tip with a Sharpie or something?
I don't know what he did. Yeah, I think it was spray painted or something because it didn't have an orange tip. That would have been a pretty dead giveaway.
Even if it was an orange
just
tip,
just a cab gun?
All right, take me out.
Well, you know what would be fire is just put an orange tip on a real gun.
On a real one.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then you could be walking around, the cops could be looking at you, and they're never going to think it's real, right?
Yeah, you can't also walk into like a Claire's and be like, give me all your fucking jewelry. And they're like, oh, it's fake. You're right. He's normal.
Dude, if you have a gun, you've robbed Claire's. I mean, kill yourself.
They got the piercing guns. Be like, try me, bitch.
I grew up thinking of Claire's as like the fancy spot where the cool girls in school went.
They were so hot.
It was never fancy. It's so cheap.
Well, then the one edgy kid would get his ears pierced at Claire's.
I come from pretty humble beginnings in New Hampshire where if you had Claire's money, you were doing something.
Damn.
What about Hot Topic money?
Oh, yeah.
That was more expensive.
I got caught shoplifting there when I was 13.
Yeah, I got caught shoplifting at Zoomies actually when I was in 27. No, this
Volcom shirt or something?
It was a Neff beanie actually.
Uh-oh.
And here's how fucking much of a pussy I am. I put the beanie in my pants to steal it. And then I bought something so it didn't seem sketchy. And as I'm checking out, the guy goes, you probably should take that beanie out from under your pants. And I was like, what? He's like, we have cameras all over. There was nobody in there. Of course they're watching cameras.
Wow.
I was a sketchy guy just looking around with beanies like this. Like, who shops?
And you didn't get arrested?
No.
Oh.
This was like, I was probably like 16 or something.
The way the world has changed, though, I feel like nobody gets arrested for shoplifting anymore.
Or stores have like no chase policy, which is weird. Yeah. You just like leave. I don't really know how that works. Right. Or you just pull a gun, but give me the beanie.
They just with an orange tip on.
Yeah, with an orange tip on.
They don't want the liability of like tackling you in a Target parking lot, which I guess makes sense.
Well, can you imagine working at Target and you actually wanting to chase them? It's like, dude, I'm making 17 an hour.
Exactly.
I'm not chasing someone down.
Yeah.
You'd
have to steal something that like there was one left that I wanted after my shift.
But you think that anytime you have security, like what is this guy really going to do?
Dude, over the pandemic in Ralph's, bro, they had like
Ralph's always has security. Ralph's is
wild.
A good spot.
It's wild.
The Ralph's on Sunset.
Yeah, dude, the one right on the place. That's why. The rock and roll Ralph's.
There's a citizen app just for that.
It's literally called rock and roll. No. It's really called rock and roll Ralph's.
Okay.
Dude, you go up in that bitch, it's like citizen in there. You just start swiping left and right on crimes.
There's a rock and roll McDonald's in Chicago.
I've been to that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Wesley Willis song about it?
Uh-uh.
Rock and roll McDonald's. You should check it out, yeah.
Why is it called rock and roll McDonald's?
It's got a party vibe. I don't know. It's got like some unique architecture.
Of the guitar outside of it?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
But that answer together.
It's got a lively vibe.
It's got a good vibe.
Goddamn. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams,
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Goddamn. Have you ever been a Wiener Circle in Chicago?
No. I don't know what it is? I think I've only been there like one time out here.
That's a place, I don't know if they do anymore, but like they talk shit to you, right? And then you used to be able to pay $20 to the chefs back there and they would, it was called milkshake, they'd flash their tits and turn the lights on and off and then flash their tits.
Women tits?
Yeah.
Okay.
But these are fry cook energy.
Yeah. How many women chefs have tits that you would want to see?
But it's more like it's just a bunch of like drunk frat guys be like, fucking milkshake.
But how do you not get sued as a business owner where you're hiring a chef and you're like, yeah, you're going to have to put your titties out at one point? Like, doesn't that just seem like an article to you?
Yeah. You're like, cut this green pepper. Also, let me see your tits. Like, for sure arrested.
There was a chef who's trying to take it serious in the back. Yeah. Guys, it's too dark in here. Yeah. I don't think they still do it anymore. I think that was a quick spam. But any Chicago name.
Imagine even being the manager at a Hooters. And like every chick you hire, you're gonna like, listen, you're gonna be rampantly sexually harassed the entire every day.
They're
every
all moment above the you age, work 67, here. Yeah.
That's just how it is.
They get so excited when there's a Postmates order. They're like, we don't have to talk to anybody. Fuck yeah. Here,
but you know there's Hooters managers that are out here getting sued for not protecting the
if you're a dude and you work at Hooters, let me talk to you. What the fuck's going on in your life?
If you're a single man walking into Hooters, what's happening? What is it? Go talk to your kids.
How hot do you guys think you guys are?
7.
Where am I? I think it's all context. If I'm in New Hampshire, I'm a 12.
Yeah.
If I'm here in LA, I think...
He's got a big ego, so he's going to say a number and he believes it's higher.
I was looking at him thinking, like, I bet this guy could fuck some girls.
Oh, yeah. I have a girlfriend, but prior, I'll fuck.
You got a decent chin on.
Get him on Blood Dog.
Man. Yeah.
Give yourself a number.
I think I'm about an 8.5.
Can we get your thoughts?
On him?
Or all of us, really.
Both. Yeah.
I'll put me on the spot here. You're a 12.
I'm a 10, yeah.
Wow, goddamn.
Really, you could just go 10.
I'll give you an 8.
Wow, thank you. Long
I'll
pause.
Give you a 7.
Why? You think he's better? Oh, okay.
Bitch. But you gotta humble him, you know, because he's the guy with the abs on the show.
Good content.
There we go.
Here's the thing.
Clip it.
Here's the thing. Why?
Because you gave yourself a higher number.
I knew
than
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because no one wants a guy who knows or thinks he's so hot.
You say that. I think you are not the kind of girl who wants that kind of guy. But I think when you go to like the club and you're looking at these bitches who are standing on couches and shit, no, they want a hot guy who thinks he's hot.
I don't want a guy that's too hot. I would never trust him.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Hold up.
How should I don't I think want a guy with an 8-pack who like makes selfie videos on TikTok.
No, but
I don't want that.
Because okay, I'm gonna be real with you. She is full of anxiety and doubt, and that's why she does not see herself as being able to be with a truly beautiful man. You couldn't be with a Conan.
And Rada just got cheated on. I cannot trust hot men.
Wow.
Damn.
They're having a divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh no.
So she's
here's
single.
The thing, but I think Adam's hot.
Yeah.
I think he's hot too. I like dad bods.
I got a dad bod.
I love a dad bod.
But yeah, but she's full of
I don't want a low body fat percentage guy.
Because you feel like it would trigger you. That's why me, in my quest to lose weight,
give me an eating disorder.
She like, I have to keep it secret from her.
He talks about it so much. She's like, day one of my diet, complete.
Oh,
I'm like, bro, shut up.
If Adam gets the V down here, you're fucked. If he gets them V muscles.
Yeah, I don't want a guy who's like, I don't know.
Because you're afraid that they're going to go fuck.
No, because then I feel like I have to be like your fit fam girlfriend. Like, I don't want to be also super fit with you.
But
I just
I'm kind of drawn
want us to both
life,
be so. Like mid.
No, I want to be like in a like a workout couple.
Really? Gymshark sponsoring your relationship.
It seems fun. There's a lot of structure, a lot of green juice.
Yeah.
A lot of hot dudes rolling around. It sounds fun.
There's this Vine dude, Lance 210.
I know him.
Yeah.
Dude, so that guy's a trip.
Yeah. So for some reason, I've always just followed him on fucking YouTube and shit. And like I randomly clicked on a video because he's talking about how much weight he lost or whatever. And it's just like him and his chick, they're both in ridiculously good shape, like no body fat.
Really,
they go to the gym twice a day. They eat this insane Spartan diet, like the strictest diet you've ever seen in your life. Doesn't seem like there's really that much else going on in their life besides just this. And it's like there's a part of me that is like, wow, that is so cool.
It's not worth
Interesting.
It. They have no social life. They never go out to eat at restaurants. It's not worth it.
Do you think if they had something better as an option that they would be doing that thing?
I don't know because I don't know anything about them. But I saw like this TikTok of a shredded girl and she wrote like, I got shredded and it's not worth it because she literally had like no life.
Well, because that's the goal is to be shredded and then also be a normal person and be able to like go out at night and stuff.
Not
make
it
your
entire thing.
These things don't necessarily agree with each other. You can't be out drinking alcohol and expect to be shredded at a certain point probably, right? Although, I mean, yeah. Jersey Shore would tell us otherwise.
Yeah, you take a little bit of D-ball, a little bit of steroids, and you're fine.
I think there's a way to do it. I mean, you don't eat like a crazy person. You can still go out and not have like 48 drinks. But I think the problem is it's not even the drinking, it's like the sleep, right? Because if you're going out
and
partying.
And the whole next day,
And when you're young, sleep is kind of whatever. But then when you get older, it's like, can you really be getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning to work out and working all day and then also still have the energy to go out at night, never mind to drink, and then be able to get up early the next day? I mean, that burning, that's the main thing about being 38 is I just can't burn the candle on both ends like I did.
100%. Dude, that Peloton in my room be neglected.
Really?
I'd be neglected.
See, I've thought about getting one.
It's great for like 2 months and then you're just like, I'll get to it tonight. And then you get home from work or something. You're just like,
But you are not dealing with obesity in the same way that I am. I feel like
I think your body's morphia.
I got to lose this fucking fat belly.
Looks cool with tattoos on it. Yeah. Kind of looks like a wine bag a little bit.
It looks cool in the way that like Biggie Smalls look cool. She does, but it's also, okay, you're morbidly obese.
Would you ever would you roid up?
No. I did it when I was younger.
Oh, shit.
When I was 21,
did
I did
a cycle. Crazy?
Do you have a photo of you back then?
No, because what it was is like I got fat as fuck, but I had been lifting weights really hard, and I had a friend who convinced me, like, you do a 3-month cycle, you'll be able to cut all the weight by doing these weight loss drugs and shit. You'll be able to keep the muscle, which really kind of worked pretty good for a while. But then I did like the 3-month cycle; it was fun. The craziest thing about it was just that I was trying to fuck 5 times a day. I was jerking off so much.
Crazy. Planet Fitness beating your meat. Just like, God.
Apparently, like, some steroids don't have this effect on you, and some really have this effect on you.
Weren't you, like, more angry, too?
Oh, yeah. I fought a meth head. I forgot about that.
You fought a meth head?
Yeah. I was walking back from the gym, and there was, like, a couple in front of me, like, this fucking guy and this girl, like, total nerds, like, nerdy-ass white people walking on the street in Queens, and there's a dude who's, like, pretty much a meth head, like, screaming, and he's, like, calling the girl a bitch, and the guy just walks past the guy, like doesn't say anything to the dude. And so I'm fucking hyped up off the steroids. And so I walk right up to the guy and I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you saying to her? Boom! And all of a sudden, I'm rolling around on the ground in the middle of the fucking sidewalk, fighting this fucking crackhead on the street. And it's like, in my head, I had a good reason to do it. But in reality, it's like, why not just keep walking? Like, just let it go.
That's the roids talking right there.
Yeah, the roids were talking, yeah.
I did a cycle of D-ball in college, bro. I was fucking
Did some sort of a steroid in college. I took one shot of steroids one day because my roommate was doing it.
One.
I didn't know because I got nervous. I got nervous. You know, I was like, this is where my life ends. I'm living in a bunk bed in a fraternity house. So I did one. And I'll tell you what, the pump that day, unreal.
Wow.
You better believe I walked around campus just like this all day.
I'm pretty sure it takes like weeks to kick in and doing one shot.
But the first one, it was nice.
Psychosomatic. I would
it was all mental. Yeah, it was all mental. But I was walking around campus just flipping off trash cans, fighting pigeons. Oh, it was aggressive.
Dude, I've never been so angry during beer pong my entire life. I was taking the D-ball, put it in the orange juice and just drink it for like 3 months. However long the cycle was, I was lifting like twice a day. And I'm not tall. I'm like 5'8", but I had these traps. My traps were bananas. Like they're like up to my ears, dude. And everyone's like, you good? I'm like, I'm fucking good. Like I was in beer pong.
That's one thing I remember. It started to be be hard to sleep because my fucking shoulders and shit were like blowing up so much that I like couldn't get a good angle.
I kind of want cauliflower ear. You know how UFC fighters have that.
I kind of want
that. Dude, back in the day,
I used to get it.
I used to skate back in the day, but all the cool kids, you probably know, so they all have like the tear marks right here on the shoes. Yeah. And like, I really wanted to be a good skater. And I thought that if I had shoes that didn't have that. So one night I just grinded up on my board in like seventh grade to have the look and nobody gave a fuck. But I think now I could just start punching my ear and have cauliflower ear in like 6 months.
That'd be sick. No, because I remember going to the post office one time and there's like a 60-year-old black dude standing next to me and he got the worst cauliflower ear ever. And I'm just thinking like, oh man, he must have been such a badass back in the day.
Oh yeah.
They can't surgically remove it?
I think they I think it's a badge of honor though.
It's so nasty. You can. But I think that, to your point, it's like a badge of honor, so they don't. But yeah, you can.
It's
you
funny
can, like,
if you
drain
don't
it
know
shit.
What it is, and you're just like, "I got a fucked up ear, huh?" Somebody can never go to Claire's.
Yeah,
but yeah,
someone can never go to Claire's.
I don't know. I just want one. Where like, if somebody's talking shit to me, and you see me on the left side, you're like, "This guy's a pussy." And then I turn, wham! And just this catcher's mitt, like, "What's up?" And they're like, never mind.
You'll do great with like the UFC groupies and like other women.
Yeah,
like,
it would only be dudes that great complimented. Like,
but
sick
I feel like
dog.
Every chick's a low key UFC groupie, right?
You what? Have, like you have to be. It's so hot to like look at a dude and be like, yo, you're like a walking tiger.
Right.
That's hot.
If you left me for a UFC fighter, I would just be like, well, I mean, I understand, you know.
I just kind of assume they all have anger issues.
Yeah, but that's part of what you're drawn to, hot? Right? Is no. Like you might beat me up at some point. That's like, you know, like a porn star.
That doesn't do anything for you? Like a UFC fighter? What does it for you besides this gentleman?
I have to think about this.
I'm curious on Plug Talk. So how many episodes deep are you guys? Because you got
40 maybe
that's what I'm thinking. It's like if I were to start a podcast right now, I would have all my closest friends for like the first 20 episodes, all the biggest coolest guests. But I think Plug Talk, once you guys get up to like 150, are you just flying out people from Kuwait? It might run out.
I mean, you're gonna go
mean,
into
it's
like
kind of tough
because
they have to do like a really decent interview part, so we can't just have, you know, like anyone on. We have to have people who've been kind of pre-vetted, they've been on other podcasts, or we've talked to them in real life, we know that they're like pretty good on camera. Because
although sometimes we have girls on and we're kind of like
short.
This is 3 minutes,
you know?
Me, how's your day? For sure. Time to fuck.
Pussy.
But you know, most girls, they just have to suck dick on camera or fuck or whatever. So there's not a lot of talking, but then they go on the podcast and they get, even girls who've been in the industry for a long time, they start to get really
get
nervous because no one's expected them to talk so much in a porn before.
Interesting.
Even though they're just supposed to be themselves.
But also think about it. We got to do 52 girls a year, and granted, we're like still on year one. But I mean, there's new girls getting into the game all the time.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah.
You know,
okay, that's true.
Sometimes we do scenes with chicks who realistically were like way more popping like 10, 15 years ago. And now they're like in their 40s, but we still do it because it's like the fans think it's
sick.
Yeah,
I guess
know?
In my
and
head, like, I thought that there'd be like this, like, you know how Joe Rogan's done like fucking 40,000 episodes. It's like, and I was like interviewing the guy who made a tripod. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm sure there's other guests out there. So I'm like, I wonder if for Plug Talk, if there's ever going to be like, is there ever a week where you're like, We gotta find somebody.
No, that hasn't happened yet. Okay. And I do think that for certain guests, we'll probably just like have them back, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Bring it back a couple years later.
Who was the very first one?
Adriana Chechik.
That's the first one we got,
Oh, she was in a video of my buddies.
Frequent podcast and YouTube appearances from her. She was great.
She's great.
How did this happen? I know you've been asked this a million times. How did this idea like even come about? Sorry to make it so interview, but I'm just like,
Adam
I'm
saw
interested.
How much money girls make on OnlyFans, and he was like, I want that.
The no, OnlyFans checks are nuts.
But
crazy.
It was more like it became a marriage of our two things. Like I was already doing OnlyFans and doing it really well, and he's done a lot of scenes with me, but he was like, how can we make this like a combined business?
So Vitaly Uncensored, are you familiar?
I know Vitaly, and I'm so is Pranks, but just tits.
Yeah, like so his company that did his fucking site with him or whatever, like they were hitting me up to basically like try to convince me to partner with them to do like a No Jumper Uncensored thing or whatever, where we would have the girls take their tits out or whatever. And I was talking about it with Lena, where I was kind of like, I want to do this with you, and I think that we should do like sex. And that company was sort of like, we think it'd be better to keep it more softcore. Yeah. And
which
me and her
feels
were talking.
So weird to do when you've already been fucking online forever to like reel it back.
HBO, let's fuck.
Me and her genuinely enjoy having sex on camera and making this content and stuff. So
that's
just sort of seemed obvious to us of like, I don't think we need a partner. Let's just make this content and put it on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you've made enough businesses and stuff, and both you guys have.
Yeah, we figure we could hire people to help us with everything. And I mean, we actually genuinely enjoy it, which I think is that's a big part of what people like about it, is that they can just tell that me and her are having a good time and that, you know, it's not It's not fake. Like, and I think that's right. Part of what the conversation helps with is the conversation makes it feel less fake because, you know, if you watch us talk for a half hour, it's pretty good chance that the girl doesn't hate us, you know, like, so you would pick up on it, right? Which is like kind of the thing is like, if you watch an intro in a porn movie, like the acting part, I mean, do they like each other? You don't fucking know. It's acting, you know?
No,
like,
I watch
the podcast thing, I think, gives you a little bit more of a real dynamic, which to me, actually, that's the main thing with Plug Talk. If I was not the person making it, I think I would subscribe and I think I would be very interested.
You wouldn't fast forward to the scene?
No, I like the idea of the conversation and then it leading to sex. Like, I think I would be a customer if I wasn't the one making it.
Have you ever had an episode, and you don't have to tell me specifically, but have an episode where you like meet the person and you're like, I'm really not feeling like the first meeting, but then the actual conversation makes you be like, oh, I'm actually kind of attracted to this person.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sure. Or like a girl who I think like maybe she's going to be like shy and we're not going to have a good chemistry, but then we're like totally freaky and crazy on set, you know?
Yeah. I've heard real male porn stars say that if they're fucking a girl for the content, they can always find something that they're attracted to. Even if the girl is fucking hideous, they'll just focus in. Or not their type. Look at the nice person here. They'll focus in on the
manicure,
patch
pedicure.
Of skin on their back.
Yeah.
And just think about that patch of skin. Oh, and that will allow them to transport themselves. But I say that just to say, I could be fucking a girl on camera who I genuinely think is attractive, or I could be fucking a girl who I like her personality enough that makes me think something. She's more attractive.
He'd really fuck anything. He's lying.
Yeah. But the situation where you like don't like the way they look and you hate their personality, that could be difficult.
Wild.
But we haven't ran into that too much. You know?
Dude, how do you – so does a Plug Talk sort of – how do I articulate this? Like essentially in your marriage, right, you have like a – you guys are fucking obviously outside of like the Plug Talk, right? So do you consider like the Plug Talk fucking like part of the marriage fucking? Does that make any sense?
It is nice when it's scheduled into our week and we didn't have time to have sex personally we're like, okay, well, at least we got to fuck on camera. If that happens for too many weeks in a row, then we're kind of like, all right, we're neglecting our relationship a little bit. And also we get turned on by thinking about the scenes we did previously that week. So it's always nice to fuck alone and like sort of mentally recap what we did together on set.
Right. Like in comparison, the other day I fucked the shit out of her while she was on her period and it was like a fucking bloodbath. It was kind of like the shirt. Actually.
That's still on the shirt.
No, this actually was from that. Yeah,
exactly.
That feels profoundly different where I'm like, I'm looking judgment, at your fucking
Eyes.
The lights down low. We're in the bed, you know.
You're playing
like,
Bon Jovi in the background. It's getting nuts.
Yeah, exactly. No.
We actually listen to R&B for
because we never
time,
listen
like,
to
ever.
Music.
And I was there.
My co-hosts on No Jumper, AD and T. Rao, they've previously given me shit. Like, oh, you don't listen to R&B. They're like, well, what do you listen to when you have sex? I'm like, fucking nothing. The laundry machine.
I don't listen to
the birds outside.
But so I, for some reason, like I was waiting for her to get done in the bathroom. And I thought to myself, I go to Apple Music. I type in sex playlist.
No.
Oh, they got him.
It came up with like the default R&B playlist. The first song was like Summer Walker. I don't remember who else, but
Summer Walker's great.
We're rocking out. We were having sex.
Your thrusts were different that night.
It felt a little bit more romantic, didn't it?
Yeah. Were you on beat? You are. Like
I used to fuck her to smoke perp all the time back in the day.
He's not lying.
Yeah. But those are great because those songs are a minute 20. So you're going through whole discography on repeat.
Back in the day, though, like our old school, like club night, like drug infused, alcohol infused fucking like threesomes that we would have with random girls we had just met was very SoundCloud rap and bad and bougie. Because remember on YouTube, there was like a year period where every YouTube video you would watch, it would play Bad and Bougie afterwards.
Just that
I don't know how
algorithm pushing it.
But for some reason, like no matter how drunk I was, I would leap out of the sexual experience to go fucking click next because I was so over hearing Bad and Bougie.
Or if you had to hear the ads again.
Oh, no.
I pay for premium.
We do not do ads.
I'm a full-time YouTuber and I don't pay for a premium. Wow. I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you homeless also? That's like,
I just never thought about it.
What?
Well, I'll watch ads on my own videos and I'll be like, yeah, rack it in, Trev.
But there is a good reason to do that, which is that you know about what kind of ads are running on YouTube.
I have
no idea because I haven't had YouTube premium for like fucking 8 years or some shit, like since they came out with it. So I don't know what people are advertising. So I'm kind of missing information.
I think it varies by video because I did this entrepreneur character and every ad is like, are you 25 at home living with your parents and you want to make it out of the suburbs? It's like that.
Yeah.
But then all the other ones are just like random ones. I keep getting this one that's called His Cox and it's like insurance, but I'm like, it's called Cox. What are we doing here? His Cox?
I'm interested in a different type of cock.
That's what I'm saying. So are my fans.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's interesting is I do think that people want to listen to the podcast portion of everything. All of our biggest podcasts were the ones with like the porn stars. Mm-hmm. And it's like an hour and some change long. And you would think that people would be like, I'm only here for tits. But it's like the stories they have are so different. And it varies so much how they get into it. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of pioneered the genre, to be totally honest. I feel like I was one of the first people really doing like non-porn podcasts interviewing porn stars like Riley Reid back in the day and Remy LaCroix and girls like this. And like, I feel like it is kind of insane to see how normalized it is to have porn stars on your podcast just because it was so.
Well, thank you.
I got such a fucking reaction. Like, people thought I was crazy for just treating porn stars like human beings. Like, people were genuinely like angry and offended. And I still get a little bit of this
the comment from my audience weird,
being like, we're here for rappers. We don't want to hear from a porn star. And it's just like, dude, you don't have to click it. You can just keep moving.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, but I feel like podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff in general have really helped to normalize porn stars because if you watch Logan Paul videos or Mike Majlak's fucking vlogs or whatever, it's like you just get to see a bunch of porn stars acting like human beings and it kind of makes it harder for people to think that they're freaks, you know? Mm-hmm.
What was the catalyst for you to start having porn stars on? Were you just like, I'm fascinated about like their backstory type? Hilarious.
This is when he was single, so like... It's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, well, dude.
No wonder.
Great. Well,
talk for 50 minutes, huh?
Have I ever, back in the day before you, did I ever do a interview with a porn star and then have her end up coming over that night and hooking up? Yes.
Do
I understand why they would want to hook up with someone that they just had a really great hour-long conversation with on camera? Yes, I totally understand.
It's a recorded date if you think about it.
But it's not. I interviewed a lot of chicks back in the day that didn't hook up with, whatever. Yeah. Like, even back then, I knew this is a thing. You have to be very careful about this. Yeah, like, no, you can't be like fucking four interviews or
two
whatever.
2 minutes in, be like, so would you fuck me? Just out of curiosity.
He does the Patreon, and him and his co-host are always like, who would you fuck, him or me? It's like an everyday conversation for you.
But it is funny because now with Plug Talk, every chick I fucking interview on the No Jumper Patreon or porn stars or whatever, they kind of inevitably are just like, hey, I'll do Plug Talk with you and Lena if you want. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. You probably have a lot of people that hit you up to do this stuff because we had like a few porn stars on just as a podcast. But then like the next day, our DMs are just
wild.
Blue as check soon marks, as like, you let the world know, like you will have OnlyFans girls on your podcast, your DMs will be flooded.
Because Zumi sends the link in the Telegram and all of a sudden it's on.
Yeah, the numbers go up.
Because they're looking for any kind of promotion they can get realistically, you know?
Which, I mean, it's like, I think it works for both people. We get more views on the podcast, more people find out about the podcast and more people find out about them. It's like, I think that's why a lot of porn stars want to do the show. Yeah, somebody sense. Was it Kendra Sunderland plugged her Fleshlight on the show. Sales were great that week.
But you guys already guys both have girlfriends?
He does.
So are you dipping and dabbling or what?
Here and there, you know. I'm trying to just really focus on career stuff, but a little bit of both. I'm starting Plug Talk Volume 2. So you know.
Would it's you just, ever do it yourself?
It's just me jerking off and then doing a podcast.
No, but like, you know, like Theo Vaughn's podcast, he just sits there by himself and talks sometimes. That would be great. Like the bonus. Is,
puts his dick on the table. And then just the camera just slowly, he's like, anyways.
It would puts his dick on the table and smashes it with a hammer.
Post-nut jerk off, it would be the saddest podcast ever. You're just sitting there alone. You're like, man, I just want to go to sleep. I don't know what I just watched.
Great.
There was too many people in there. I don't know what was happening. They had sex in a McDonald's.
Goddamn.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Goddamn. Speaking of watching, what do you watch porn-wise? What's the thing you're like, do you click into things or you're just like, oh, this is work?
I guess I like watching like group sex stuff. It's like a party that turns into sex or whatever. But I'm watching for like
what party
2 minutes.
Yeah. You watching what?
I'm watching for 2 minutes. That's why people who watch our porn where it's like 30-minute conversation and then a 20-minute or 30-minute scene, I'm like, that's great that you're invested in this because I'm like clicking through to see what exact part I want to watch.
I'm a big part guy. Yeah. There's no narrative for me.
Skip the best thing they ever did was introducing where you can double tap on mobile on Pornhub so you can like skip through the scene.
Yeah. Dude, I'm big on mobile. He always talks shit. He's like, why are you jerking off with your phone? It's easy.
Are you a jerk off with the phone guy?
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying. Fuck?
You're the wrong
you're,
one.
No.
Fucking boomer ass over here. You got the whole PC Dell monitor over here.
Bro, so you're
watch mobile. I can watch porn here.
You want to be
here,
in
here.
It. You want VR. Like you're trying to get in the scene, as you said.
That's what I'm saying. But I like it's like a big. It's a session for me, dude. It's not this like snack thing where I'm coming in three. Like I have a screen. I'm fucking. There's sweat coming down from my kneecaps. Wow. It's a whole experience.
Oh, windows are cracked open. Yeah. No, I jerk off like I'm on timeout. I'm like, yo, you got 5 minutes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I jerk off like it's a 5-course meal.
No, but I like that too, though. Like sometimes if I'm in my fucking back, like we have a back house in our house that has been named the Jack Shack because I am known to hit a nut back there real quick. But like sometimes I'll have like 2 porn windows up at the same time, okay. And I'm watching 2 scenes at the same time, and I'm kind of going back and forth, flipping through it
at the same time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you just got to stimulate
the audio off.
But it's like you know when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and
I already
got 7
have the
TVs
audio off
because
I'm scared you're gonna walk up and hear it.
Why don't you invite me? We could do it together. Because
usually
fun.
You're like there's working out or something.
There's something about
it's
just jerking off.
Right?
You know, it's a different.
Yeah,
it's nothing
jerk
personal.
Off with me.
But I like watching porn. We've watched porn before and then we have sex and that's always fun.
Oh,
we leave
that,
it
yeah.
on when we're having sex.
Well, yeah.
That's
I
other
think,
moans while
I
you're
I think
moaning.
When we have sex, we should watch porn first for like 15 minutes.
That's a long time.
Okay.
Damn.
So do you, but you still masturbate, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
So, but don't you feel like it's a different thing? Like it's sex,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
And then jacking off is
self-care.
Like a different.
It is self-care, yeah.
It's like yeah, it's like,
and it's like if I can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a moment for you.
Yes.
Dude, it's a meditative thing. But my girl and I, at this point, we've only been together for a year, but we do have these moments where essentially she's like, do you want to fuck? And I'm like busy, whatever. I'm like, I can't. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to go. And I'm like, do it.
Yeah.
And it's such a nice thing that's an option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You masturbate. I play video games.
Great.
Yeah. No, I like that that you don't smoke weed because I like to have something to myself. You know, I would hate if like when I go to smoke weed, I have to worry about, oh, did Lena smoke weed yet? Does Lena want me to roll a blunt?
That
whatever.
That would be so annoying. Yeah, I don't care.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
smoke.
It's just like, you know, I'm so much happier having it be part of my life. It's not like food where like, you know, if I order a salad and you want a salad and I don't order the salad, I'm a dick because I should have mentioned to you that I'm
which
getting
you do
salads.
Quite often,
it's happened
okay.
a few times. But, yeah. I'm glad that I don't have to think about that with weed.
Yeah. So the Jack
but, it is annoying though where like if you're a big like whatever, like a Dallas Cowboy fan and all of a sudden you're with a girl and then all of a sudden 6 months later she's a big Cowboy fan. You're like, no. This was I want to do a thing. Now I have to invite you to the games.
But Adam really wants me to get into poker. He's really into poker. And
dude,
the last
you're
2 years,
into poker?
He's been trying to get me into poker.
I fucking love it.
Where do you play?
I love it. I play mostly at home. And then if I'm on the road, like casino-wise.
Oh, like home games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you like a big like find like weird underground type shit?
I play online. I play tournaments online. I play cash games, low stakes cash games on ACR, and I played the main event this year and stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was that?
I did not cash the main event, but I made it to day 3
but that's crazy.
I got 25th in the $1,000 mystery bounty tournament, which was like 800k for first, and I got 25th for like 34k, so
oh, so you're playing a lot.
No, those are my first live tournaments. I would be playing a lot if I wasn't a dad. Because like making the decision between poker or dad, it's kind of like
poker.
No,
you can't look yourself
once in a while. Like once in a while, like poker over being a dad. But like for the most part, it's just like I have to do like directly compare these two things, and it's like I could play poker when I'm 60. I'm not going to have a fucking 2-year-old when I'm 60. You know, this is very like immediate.
That's very mature, and, Adam.
You know, it's like you kind of have to do that calculation.
Yeah, it's great, dude. Poker's like got me through the pandemic, but it was a big part of the pandemic. It was like,
me too.
Yeah, we had these like just weird kind of like all stand-up comic games on like Sundays, and there'd be like 9 people at a table. It was like some semblance of like normalcy. It was right. Like, it was nice.
I pretty much like part of my like pandemic depression was like sitting in the back house playing poker tournaments every day.
The back house or the jack house? Which one?
The Jack Shack,
right? Jack Shack.
We call it the back house, but to the world, it is the Jack Shack.
Did you just find out today it's the Jack Shack?
No, his door open? His sister made him a sign that says the Jack Shack.
Do you ever go in the back room and look at the trash can and be like, ah, a bunch of cum-soaked tissues? Yes.
No, I try not to think about that. I go look in the toilet and see if you flushed it.
When did you know you had a big cock, Adam?
She told me. No.
No, my favorite thing is when we do the podcast and then we're going to have the sex and Adam takes his pants off. And the girl's like, whoa. Like, you know, these girls do porn.
Are you proud of that moment?
I love that moment.
You gotta be.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah, I think they think he's going to have a smaller dick than he does because he's, you know, he's a podcaster, not a porn star.
What? Podcasters can't be packing?
We don't. We have small cocks.
It's not required.
No.
You know, you can be a eunuch and still be a podcaster. Dude,
that's true.
Yeah. I believe that.
No, but I mean, it is weird because in the porn world, my dick is definitely nothing special. It's like maybe average at best. Like, you know, it's, but in the real world, I guess it's pretty good size. But
where are you at? 8?
I don't know. I've been meaning to keep a ruler on set so I could catch a measurement.
You never in the Jack Shack?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't measured my dick since I was like 14.
And where are we at 14? Do you remember?
I don't know. Maybe 7 or something, but I feel like
I would say like the medium sized Red Bull can.
Jesus.
So the 16
no
ounce
way
one?
That thing is so thick and fucking
no like the length.
I would kill for a Red Bull can dick.
I want one of those, want the screw on cap monster ones that the construction workers drink. Yeah. Those fucking bad boys.
I want
with like a blimpy sub. Those bitches are huge.
I just want a gallon of water.
Just can't even have sex with it.
There is a point where dicks are too big. Okay.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Yeah, I feel that a lot. Yeah.
You hear that
big
a lot?
Yeah, just a lot. I want a Fiji water. I want a cube. Yeah.
Have you ever came too quick on Plug Talk and you're like, all right, blooper, run it up?
Well, yes. 2 different times, basically. Like one time I kind of like, I'm fucking her and the other girl, and then I like pull out to like let my dick cool off for a second because you know it was getting a little too hot and heated.
Overheating.
And I'm just like looking down at my dick and it's just like
bleep, oh bleep, no. Bleep.
It wasn't like a whole nut.
Yep. But enough.
Yeah. And then there was like one other girl that actually the exact same thing happened with. And with her, I was able to just be like, all right, fuck it. And then banged them, blew the full nut.
Yeah.
And it looked all good on camera. The first one, we had to kind of like fudge the details a little bit. But
CGI.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's what we did.
Green screen.
We CGI'd some cum in there and made it work. Yeah, but.
Have you guys had another dude on Plug Talk?
No.
Is that in the future?
You
want to
come on?
No.
No, I think we're pretty happy with how.
Well, we've had other guys on, just they're not fucking.
Oh, me. Yeah, banging other girls.
We've had other male guests on, and they talent.
Okay.
So we've done scenes that we're only doing the podcast part. We're not.
We have a whole network
sex.
Of male porn stars network. That we can rely on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Network.
Nutwork. Oh, that's a good one.
That went right over everyone.
That could be our LLC.
Nutwork LLC.
Nutwork LLC.
Nutwork.
That would be funny.
Would you guys ever do like Plug Talk condoms?
That'd be cool.
We probably have to start wearing condoms.
Yeah, Adam's very anti-condom.
Yeah.
Who is pro-condom?
School teachers who are telling you about condoms.
But they're not wearing condoms. No, dude, how do you...
I know people who are in relationships for like years of just wearing condoms, and when they tell me that, I'm looking at them like,
there
you
is some
poor
of that, yeah.
bastard.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because if they go off birth control or something because it fucks with hormones and body stuff, then they're like, oh yeah, we should wear
condoms.
She's
not even on birth control. I just pull out.
Yeah, pull out. What?
And I'm not advising kids. Forever. I'm not telling you to do it. It might not work for you. I'm just saying what works for me.
Yeah. I'm very good at pulling out. Like,
I feel
I'm like
great
top,
about it.
Like I'm top 5. I'm just,
I don't
you
know
feel
how people
it, you
fumble
just,
the bag that hard. They're
I don't
like,
know.
It's like, I should pull out. And they're like, I missed the turn.
But yeah. I don't think they fumble it though. I think they make a conscious decision. They go, fuck it.
I think they like fucking so much and they're fucking simpletons. So they can't manage having 2 things in their mind at once. Like even me when I'm fucking and it feels great, I'm still thinking, I'm not going to nut in you, strange woman I just met at the bar.
Yep.
Not that I would do that now, babe. But you know, I'm not Right. And I'm balancing yeah, that with.
That's where you come in your yeah, cautious. Yeah,
my like, brain is capable of having two tracks. Like, this feels good, and I'm going to pull out. But, like, you know, there's been times in my life where I was so drunk that I couldn't pull out.
Okay,
but some people are so dumb that it's like they're drunk as fuck all
like,
day.
Yeah. Like Nick Cannon. He does not pull out.
He's doing it on purpose.
He just had a 10th child.
I mean, what is happening?
10. But
dude, I
birthday cake looked like a menorah.
I love Nick Cannon. And I'm in a position to speak about this because I was just watching an interview that he did last night to prepare for another interview where he was talking about why he's chosen to have so many kids. And he basically says, I love being a dad and I have enough money that I just, whatever. Like, I fucking just chose to do it. But yeah, I think the thing he's not saying is he probably is bad at pulling out.
He's he has to be. He has to be horrible. There's no way that he doesn't have crazy amount of post-nup regret. After 10 kids, bro, I mean, I don't even care how much money you have.
And
you
must be fucking so much because you can really only get pregnant like 2 or 3 days out of the month. Like, you're only ovulating for
so he's been shooting up the club for a minute, but these are the 10 that made it.
I mean, we were tracking and trying to get pregnant. It's not like, you know, so must be having so much sex.
Damn, it took us like 2 months and she was threatening to make me stop smoking weed because she was scared why it wasn't happening yet.
Is that a myth or is that real?
I think it is real. I think it lowers your...
it does lower your testosterone levels though.
No, your sperm count, I think.
Oh.
I think it's count,
I was starting with ketamine before I tried to get someone pregnant.
So were you guys like, would you guys consider your relationship open or how would you label it or like, no?
We're monogamous except for on camera.
Yep. Because it's a business.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's a show. It's entertainment.
But it does like, not assist, I don't know the right word, but it does make the relationship hotter. Like say again?
We like it.
Yeah.
I feel like it does make it hotter, but because we only do it on camera now, it's like, it is really like work. I was just telling him the other night, I was like, listen, I really want to have an off-camera threesome where I don't have to care about how I look. Word. I could just eat pussy and get fucked by you. And it's like, it's not supposed to be pretty. It could
the American
just be,
dream, yeah.
It could just be primal and rugged. Yeah. You know, we're not like thinking about the angles, but off-camera's hotter.
Oh, I love doing it on camera. But yeah, it would be great because there's just different incentives when you're doing it on camera because it's like, you need to be concerned with how it's being filmed. So it's like, you know.
Are you ever checking like aperture and lighting when you're fucking? Yeah. Like,
the ISO's off.
That's out of my
head. The boom's in the back.
Yeah. No, but like, okay. But you are thinking about that sometimes because maybe the cameraman's filming from an angle that you're thinking in your head, that's a stupid fucking angle. Why are you standing
all
there
the time,
or whatever? Yeah. But even beyond that, like real sex, you kind of like put your dick in the girl and you're moving it back and forth, but you're not like thinking about like the whole like let's go the whole way in and out. But when you're doing porn, you're very incentivized to show the whole like they want to see the pussy and they want to see your whole dick going in and out. So you're
opening up to the camera a lot. Is
And it is kind of weird too because sometimes people would be like, "Oh, your stroke is whack," and it's like, "Bro, I was doing that for
people
you."
People comment. Like,
I was going slow and like standing at a weird angle because I wanted to look good for the camera. Now you're gonna diss my stroke? This is a fucking art form.
That just goes to show you can never escape YouTube comments, right? Of this shit talking, no matter what you do, when it's just purely there for somebody to pleasure themselves to, like, bro, your stroke game is trash.
Yeah.
What comment kills you more? That your stroke game is trash or something about like they shit on you about some no jumper shit?
I don't care what any of these motherfuckers got to say, to be honest with you. Like, I don't feel like there's anything that I read that bothers me at this point because I'm just so used to it. And that's why I can look at the Reddit and like see them trashing us and just not care. And sometimes I feel bad because like other people who work for us are more sensitive and they get dragged into it. And
wow, good for you. But I mean, you've been making podcasts since what, like 2017?
Well, I was doing BMX stuff in like 2014, 2015, maybe podcast wise.
Oh, yeah. So you've gone through quite some time on the internet. So comments, you're just like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I was online so long before that. Like, I was very well known in like 2006 for being a BMX blogger and just writing. Damn. And then at a certain point, like 2011, 2012, it kind of hit me like, all this energy that you're putting into writing, you fucking moron. Video is the future.
Oh, bro. If you blog like, in 2022, you're done. You're done. What are we doing? Words?
Yeah. I heard blogs are coming back.
Shut up.
All right.
If you were going to be a blogger, though, like, why wouldn't you just get a fucking camera, set it up, and read your articles into the camera and then put it on YouTube? Yeah. Doing both
just
makes sense.
Transcribe your vlog.
But like, the video essay genre is gigantic in rap outside of rap. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you just read it into the camera? And hey, maybe you're fucking disgustingly ugly, but you can still just like I listen to this fucking YouTube channel that he has video essays, but then he has a video of just like a drawing being done of the person that he's talking about.
Okay.
And that's, I don't even know if it's him. It might be like he just hired somebody to do this drawing and screen record it, and then he speeds it up to fit the video. I mean, that's like, it's going to be a million times more likely to get viewed and go viral than if you just write
Then you just write some shit. Yeah.
It's just, you got to adapt to the times, guys.
That's what it is. I feel like I always hold out like on the app to see if it's good or not. Like B-Real's making way right now. I'm like, am I about to download it?
We downloaded it, but I still like.
Oh, really?
But I was the same way with Clubhouse. Like, it was getting really, really big, really big. Yeah. Then I just never got on it, and then it kind of went away.
Well, like, but look at this. This right here is basically like Clubhouse exists to like subvert this. You know, like Clubhouse is for people that didn't invest thousands of dollars in building a dope set and like making content and trying to make money off the content and shit like that. So Clubhouse is dope because it's a cool entryway. Like, you know, I've found people that I hired basically because of Clubhouse, you know, because they were talking on there and I noticed their personality. And that
I don't think there was anything wrong with it, but they tried to take over such a big thing. They took a swing at podcasts. But this is kind of the mecca of what it'll always be, I think.
Clubhouse is for losers, realistically. Like,
if goes
on. I mean, like, I feel that way about the people I know are successful. And actually, that's not true because I've been on Clubhouse one time in my whole life and a bunch of fucking famous people, like, objectively in rap, showed up and were just hanging out on there. And I couldn't believe it.
It was great for the pandemic.
Right. But for me, I don't get it because, like, for me, like, whenever people try to like come to my Clubhouse room, it's like, bro, I just did like 4 fucking podcasts in a row. I've been in my office, my business, making content that I make money off of all day. And then you want me to go to a Clubhouse for no fucking reason and do my job for free.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
How many podcasts do you have?
I really only have 2. Like, me and Danny Mullen just started one called Sledge Lords. And then I have the No Jumper show that I do every Tuesday at 6. Oh, and then I guess Plug Talk as well. So
and then you do the interviews. So
then
I'm
doing
interviews.
So every day you're on mic, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hard to avoid it.
That's what's up.
And Line of the Plug has her own podcast on YouTube and other services called Touchy Subject.
Touchy Subject. What day does it come out?
It comes out on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. And she interviews a host of different women for the most part.
Yes. Adam likes to talk about my podcast more than me.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. He made me start it. He bought me all the equipment.
There you go.
It's fun.
That's super sweet.
It is fun. It is fun. It's a little challenging for me to be like first chair because, you know, on Plug Talk, it's like kind of he takes the lead.
Yeah.
But it sort of came about because there was like so many girly questions that I wanted to ask on Plug Talk, but it's like the guys watching are jerking off and they probably don't want to know all the nitty gritty of the girl's life that is sort of sad and not horny conversation. So that's what Touchy Subject came out from.
Dude, I love it. Yeah, so many of our fans have so many questions that we don't have the answers for because we're dudes with fucking no knowledge about any womanly shit.
I mean, maybe like 3 months ago, we're like, wait, do babies and pee come out of the same hole?
We don't know. We honestly still don't know. For real. Can you answer that?
The women have 2 holes. They have the urethra, like the
hole. What do you mean there's 2?
And then we have like the vagina, the hole where you actually put your dick in. That's where the baby comes out of.
I'm not sold on this.
Me neither. Me neither, dude.
Someone pull where's the scientist?
Bill Nye the thigh guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I got one butthole.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, we all have one butthole.
Hold up. Women have 1?
Yeah.
Crazy. So how did you get into the porn?
I just had like a small following on Instagram and it was just all these dudes being like,
also Instagram
can I buy
deletes
your news?
You every what week?
Oh yeah, they're I don't just, have an Instagram right
the
now.
The second you make one, they're like, what? You're done. How do you not lose your mind? Because my TikTok views are down for like
ask
a day.
Ask Adam how many times a week I cry about this.
Dude, I will yell at my therapist, but my TikTok views are down.
No, it is sad. I had like a 3.5 million follower page that got deleted almost 2 years ago now.
I would call Mark Zuckerberg with a cease and desist bomb to it. I don't even know what the fuck I got to do. Like,
it
sir,
is crazy that it's so unfair and that she still like just gets deleted.
I made 5 more pages. They're all gone.
If you know anyone who can help us, please reach out.
Yeah. But I mean, this is not just like a problem I deal with. It's
it's a lot.
It's almost every creator. Yeah. But at the same time, I can go on Instagram and I could find you fully nude women with millions of followers who are verified and their pages being suggested to you as a page to follow. That really is like
the
what kills
Plug Talk account is down right now. We have like 250,000 followers. Oof. Never obviously posted anything sexual at all. It's just conversation.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can get deleted without having violations. That's the crazy
no
thing.
Violations. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think I would just start putting hashtag art under my nudes because then you can't, art's subjective. You can't delete it.
That's
smart. Or like if you put your nudes in black and white, it looks like film noir.
I don't understand how this isn't like a bigger deal in the media, how like the New York Times isn't like drawing attention to like, look, every fucking hot girl that you've ever met is having her Instagram deleted. But I don't know.
But they're just like, oh, you're sex workers, therefore you're already in the wrong, therefore it's okay that you get deleted.
But it's like you should probably have to like violate some terms of service.
I agree with you.
It's so crazy that the people that's literally pressing the button to delete probably jerk off to you.
Right.
So it's just, the whole thing's
right. And they're probably being paid by some guy to fucking do it, because the whole thing, it's like this buying and selling of like getting accounts deleted. I know one lady who has paid like fucking 10 grand, like 3-5 times, whatever, to get her fucking Instagram back. And they charge you to get it back. And then they charge somebody else who doesn't like you to get it deleted. And then they charge you to get it back.
It's
like, and Facebook knows the shit's going on, and it's, their employees are all wrapped up in it. And there's no,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I had a girl on my podcast who was talking about how she got her Instagram deleted. So she started adding Facebook employees on LinkedIn and banging them. And then eventually one of them got her Instagram back. And then ironically, when she came on my podcast and told the story and it went super viral, she got her Instagram deleted again. Because
was it
obviously
Kendra?
No, it was a different girl,
but it's happened to Kendra. She lost.
Well, I remember Kendra went on IG Live and was like, "You can't delete me. I'm fucking the CEO of Instagram." And like 2 weeks later, she got deleted.
Yeah.
The CEO's like, "Oh, who? Done."
It's the greatest injustice of our time.
It's fucked up. It's just, we have no control.
It is worse than every other historical
injustice. Do you think putting
injustice,
certain links in your bio, make them like get flagged or anything?
Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, I think at this point, no one's like directly linking any OnlyFans.
It's not.
I can get deleted without a link in my bio.
Yeah, you got
to
make
a fake. I
seen a
girl the other day with an OnlyFans link in her bio. I'm like, whoa,
that's bold.
You're
wild. Like, you're asking to
get
deleted.
That is so bold. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, because you can buy a custom URL for like $7.
Yeah,
but I also think it's interesting that Instagram hasn't just made it like impossible for you to use that link. Because with Snapchat, if you linked your OnlyFans, your account just automatically got deleted. Yeah.
There's this girl I interviewed, Christian Hansher, who had a TikTok with like 20 million followers, and she posted one time. I don't even think she linked it. I think she said like, go check out my OF.
Yeah.
And I think she had a link tree in her bio. Gone. 25 million followers. Tried, couldn't get it back.
Why do they care so much? What is it?
Why? If
kids are on the app, so it's like, I get it.
But why can't you? You should be able to be like, yo, my Instagram or my TikTok is 18 plus. What there should be, you know, on YouTube, you can be like, oh, age restricted, whatever. You click yes or no. Why couldn't you just
age
like
restricted accounts?
You can be like, this is 18 plus.
But
this account
is the thing
plus.
Is that OnlyFans is not an inherently sexual platform. There's a lot of people selling financial advice and whatever fucking bullshit on there, and it's like with her. She's probably showing like nipples. I'm pretty sure that at the time that she got deleted, she wasn't even doing anything sexual on there.
Yeah.
So that's even crazier.
I just wonder, are the people at Instagram clicking the link and then evaluating it and be like, all right, only half an areola. She's good this week.
I have no idea, but I do think that they know somehow the like who the actual porn stars are and who aren't.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems like the girls who are, like maybe they just know from Google. Like if you Google me, it, you know, it says YouTuber, but it also says
people like
actress.
Riley Reid have gotten deleted on there. Like I saw Riley get deleted in most of her TikToks. She was wearing like an avocado costume. Like she wasn't posting anything sexy. She got taken down. And like that Christian girl, I mean, 25 million followers. If I'm the CEO of TikTok, I value the people on my platform,
right?
In particular, the people who have 25 million followers, because it's clearly you're a big part of what's being built here. The fact that she couldn't get her account back, I'm just like,
what hope
does a normal person have to get their account back when you have 20 million followers and you're not able to get your account back?
My account gets deleted at like 8.4 mil, it's gonna be a slow day on the 405. I'm just gonna
rolling I'm
down.
I'm jumping.
Like, I don't know how I'd be able to.
It is really hard to build back up too. Is like my page was from 2016, so and you know, I make pages and they get deleted, but it's really hard to grow, like starting from the beginning, you know,
100%. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up. These poor girls, right?
I just feel like it's almost like you get adapted to it, which is not the right way.
Exactly. And then
you're
as
on your
the
fifth
dude,
page,
I'm like, well,
what am I looking at?
It's like my girlfriend or fiance is being like ruthlessly, brutally bullied on this platform, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, the saddest thing to me is that I'm like, the girls that used to reach out to me to collaborate don't anymore because I don't have a social following. And I'm like, I want to be
able network,
to work with my peers. And that's the thing that I think is the worst part.
And you forget about
those
people.
Thank God that she has, you know, a million subscribers on YouTube and a million followers on
so
Twitter. And she has a 500,000 on TikTok. So she's still got that. But it's like for a lot of girls, like literally, I know fucking, Jen Wolfie?
Yeah.
This like Australian chick who would post like booty photos, basically like didn't even do porn stuff.
And
she was huge. She got her Instagram deleted. I ain't heard shit. I wouldn't even be able to get in touch with her if I wanted to right now. I don't know. And she was somebody, I remember her kind of saying like, I'm not really doing YouTube or Twitter or whatever. She was really focused on Instagram. So when she got taken on there, it was
done.
The plus side is Twitter doesn't give a fuck.
That is how funny.
Twitter
is
only deletes your account if you get too political.
I've looked at Twitter accounts that are full of people eating shit. And they're still up.
Oh, and I'm waiting for my Southwest flight, just scrolling, and it's just straight ass destroying.
I can't find it. There was a dude who was begging me for an interview, and his whole page was girls eating shit. And I kind of like left him on read, but now when I think about it, I'm like, I want to interview that guy. I want to know
just
what
for
this
like 5 minutes.
Hold on. Well, so
a couple
he's,
hours.
He's eating shit, or he's
no,
just...
he's got hot girls eating shit.
His own.
Oh, I'm gonna
shit?
Be sick.
I don't know.
Do
where
we
the poop
think
came
it's
from.
Real shit?
I think he some might have gone and this. Got it from like a outhouse or something, just like collect it from the neighborhood.
Bro.
No, I don't know. But I do know that Two Girls, One Cup was fake. So that makes me question
what?
His. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look up Two Girls, One Cup, Justin Wang. Justin Wang did a video basically explaining how
my whole childhood.
I was probably chocolate ice cream.
Still never seen it. I refused.
It's fake.
It's so wild.
You can watch it in a different light.
First the moon landing, now Two Girls, One Cup.
Wait till you find out about 9/11.
Oh, fuck. My head just explodes. We have a few questions from people, and then we'll just get out of here. These are people who write in. They're just anonymous ones. And we'll get out of here.
Yeah. This one is someone that wants some advice. There's a question that comes from someone named Clemens, and they said...
Clemens.
Roger. A girl that was naked spooning me after coitus sleep farted on my dick. What would you do?
Nothing. She farts.
Yeah. Ignore it. She's a human being, you fucking idiot.
What does he think he's going to do? Wake her up and tell her, like, hey, you farted in your sleep last night?
I would like to say, though, there is obviously, we all have like an ick thing. And this might be a moment of ick you can't get out of your brain.
Hmm.
So that might be that. For him,
I feel like her shitting in the bed would be the thing that you should probably be like grossed out by. I feel like a fart is, I mean, it's very human.
If she had like two chalupas and it's like you just met her and then she just farts on your dick.
Adam farted in bed the first night that I went out on a date with him after we fucked. He was just sleeping. And
I'm a sleep
farting.
Farter.
Yeah.
That's
why he feels if sympathy one thing for her.
I remember there was a girl that I met randomly, right? Like, maybe within 6 months or a year of meeting you, and I hung out with her. We went and we got sushi, right? And I'm eating, and I turn my head away from her and I burp while I'm eating.
Yeah.
She's like, Adam, that was disgusting. Never do that around me again. I'm kind of thinking like, all right, like she's bugging. And then we go home, we fuck, we wake up in the morning next to each other to me farting. You know, I fart on her essentially, like in my sleep.
Yeah.
And she just wakes me up like, Adam, never fart on me again. And I'm just thinking like, all right, major pain. This ain't gonna fucking work. It's not like you're taking issue with like gas leaving my body. This is just how my body works. If you can't handle this, you can't handle me.
I have face tattoos.
I don't feel bad about not calling you back, you dummy.
Meanwhile, I left the building to go to the bathroom like the first 2 years of our relationship.
Hilarious.
Was it two years for real? Because I've heard like horror stories of people like they can't shit in front of each other.
Go shit in the lobby to my building.
Yeah, I would go in the downstairs.
But would you say you're going to the bathroom? You're like, I gotta go make a phone call.
I don't know what I would say.
I think I was so like just out there, like just high as fuck, smoking weed and editing on my computer that I didn't really notice that she was leaving my apartment for 5 minutes and then coming back.
Came back limping, so
fanning herself down.
I remember figuring out that that's what you had been doing all this time, and I was like, wow.
You're like, just use my bathroom. I was like, no.
I mean, it's not like you're shitting that much.
No, but you had a really small apartment, so.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I have a lot of memories like that of like hooking up with a girl and then her bathroom is like 3 feet away. But knowing what I know now is like you shit and you flush like as the shit's hitting the toilet.
Or you run the water.
I would be sitting in there just like steaming. It's like a sauna of shit.
Basking in it.
Of course she's gonna smell it from the kitchen or whatever. You know, like
dude, when I was single, I had this stuff that I left in my bathroom. You spray it in the water before you shit. Mm-hmm. And it for some, I don't know what it does, but the chemicals like just they capture the shit particles or whatever. And you can't smell it at all.
That's amazing.
It was wonderful.
You're never going to remember to spray it before shit.
I shit in front of her and she just doesn't even say anything anymore. She doesn't even point out that
unless
it smells.
It's really, really, really bad smelling, I won't say anything. I'm just used to it. Our bathroom is as big as a room.
It's
so
big
it's
enough
like
that
I
the smell doesn't really like
it's a little
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I will say, I like that part of relationship when at some point you go, I'm shitting. And she goes, cool. And you go, cool. And then it's done. Like that weirdness is done. She shits, I shit. It's all good. I love that part. That comfortability.
That's why I get it out the way on day one. If I'm going on
a
day
with
you, I'm farting.
The first night you slept over, just let it rip.
Shit with the door open. I'm going to puke over for no reason.
Just get everything out. Shit, fart, puke, yak, whatever your body can do. Come too quick. Whatever you got to do. Get it out on the first night. Hell yeah, Gabe.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah, this is our last one. Anonymous submission. This says, one of my first boyfriends wanted me to push his balls into his abdomen and twist his empty ball sack during sex.
What the fuck?
What, dude?
This is a bop it. What's going on here? Twist the balls, push him into his abdomen. This is a P90X right here.
Yeah, push balls up into the abdomen, and then twist the empty ball sack.
What
the
I get it. So sack's still there. And then
like this is made up.
That is so funny.
And you would think. Yeah, and surprised. Then you see the photo of these people and you're like, yeah, that checks out.
That's like a joke I would have thought that I would have heard when I was like 20. And here I am at 38 having a laugh.
How easy
at it.
Is it to do that? I'm not really like.
Okay. I remember being in high school and sort of noticing, like, I'm taking a shit. I touch my balls. I realize I can only feel one ball. And then I realized that one of the balls was sort of like into your like ball. I don't
He's
know
up
what.
There charging like a damn Tesla.
It's sort of like, yeah, it was like up in there. And I sort of had to like get push it out.
Yeah.
And no, I would never want to do that sexually.
During sex, sometimes I look down. It's just kind of this one thing. And I can see like the lump up here and I have to like push it down.
What?
Yeah.
You think you got to push it down to get the nut out?
I think I have to.
Our bodies are a wonderland.
Trust
the body. I'm like, oh,
I'm going to inspect your balls later tonight because I want to know how
they do all kinds
possible.
Of freaky shit. Yeah.
That's the new video we see you drop, inspecting Adam's balls.
Yeah. People really want me to film a foot job with you. Would you be down?
Sure.
This boy's got a huge foot fetish. That's his whole thing.
I'm in.
He loves the feet.
I'm in.
For some reason, I have more foot fans than the average OnlyFans girl. And I don't know why, but they really want more feet content. So.
What, get it going. Are you? Are you?
Did that,
you know
that, do
that doing
for you?
A foot job is like just a lower ab workout.
It is.
Yeah, my girl says it's like it's literally hard.
She does it for you?
Oh yeah.
Well, when I looked at my schedule for today, one of the things in my schedule was just sex with Lena.
Yes. Yeah,
like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever. Like we got to film something, so she's like letting me know, like be ready to nut.
That's so cool. It's just
love that.
You guys got it locked down. Relationship, the timing, boom.
Nice.
Just Google calendar.
Yeah, can you send me the invite?
He comes and takes notes on the foot drop.
Well, you know what's crazy? We just realized because we just saw Tana Mongeau at a fucking Mojo at a restaurant, and she fucking did a video when she was fucking young, when she was like 19 or some shit, where she watched us have sex. So that she could title her YouTube video, I watch my friends have sex, whatever. And it was fucking weird because she's like, she's young and she's just like giggling. She's nervous. She's with her
she
like
the camera, like vlog style.
Yeah. And she had like a whiteboard and she was like drawing what we were doing.
No.
Yeah.
She's like,
Pictionary?
I was like twerking on Lena.
But we just went to look for it. We got taken down by YouTube for community guidelines violations. So because when I think about it, I would never want to have sex audio in a video, even though I think some people get away with it.
You can't watch it in public. It's like weird. Then your mom walks in.
I just don't want to get my video taken down. So I feel like probably in that video, you could hear some sex audio, right?
I don't know. A little clapping,
a little bit of round of applause back there.
Hey.
Round
of applause. 2017 was a different time. We didn't answer this guy's question or this girl's question.
I don't even know what the. I think they were just letting us. Oh, because it was an anonymous confession. I think they're just letting us know that it happened.
I thought we were supposed to give her advice.
No, we just kind of react on the anonymous one. But if you guys try it, let us know and we'll put it in. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
It seems interesting. I'd be like, there's other ways to get me off, you know?
I mean, this is.
Beat my ass with a rainbow flip flop.
There you go.
Do something sexually.
I'm into it.
Listen, okay. Real advice. If that is your fetish, if that is something you're into, you should probably join some kind of forum or like weird fetish dating app, because realistically, 99.9% of people that you meet in a normal social environment are going to be horrified when they find out that that's something that you want to do. So.
Yeah.
Very true.
But there's probably a lot of people online that are super into the ball twist.
You got to find them.
Like I didn't know that milking was a big thing until I saw it in Dave, the little Dickie show. And then randomly, I got like an ad one day, randomly, hey, not me, but it's for a milking table. And I was like, we be out here doing this?
I'm going to be honest, dude, the thought of that, I think I'm really into it. There's something about, because there's something about the disconnect of the dick through the table.
It's just a glory hole that you're laying down.
The way I'm imagining it feels awesome. And I don't know if it would be.
Post no regret would be insane.
Yeah.
What, if you just have random people going down there?
I don't know.
What is milking though? Like it's
you just
like,
lay on a table and there's a hole and then there's somebody
it's
just
like a
beneath
massage table.
Right, they make you come.
Ideally.
Yeah. They don't like make your body produce milk.
Just,
okay.
No. Well, you are producing some form of milk. Yeah.
It's like jerked off. Yeah. Upside.
And it's just like a laying down glory hole.
Yeah. One time I did a scene with her and a bunch of other girls where I was wearing an Easter bunny costume. And so I have this giant Easter bunny fucking helmet. And so they're all like sucking my dick and fucking me and stuff. And I can't see any of it. Yeah.
Oh,
of the
wow.
Fucking helmet.
So you don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And
he doesn't know who's
could
mouth,
you tell
who's vagina.
What, when was her
you
mouth
probably
was up?
Probably could, right?
I'm not sure if I thought about it at the time.
It was four girls, so there was a lot.
What's the most
what?
At once?
God, I'm jealous
four,
of your entire life.
Four chicks.
Four.
It was four girls.
Four
yeah.
chicks wearing a fucking Easter bunny costume?
Realistically, those girls weighed like 50 pounds less than me each, so you probably knew which one was me.
I nutted, and I didn't even see what I was nutting to. It was a weird feeling.
Do you think that helped you come though? Do you think that like idea mysterious? Of like not knowing like the mysterious
No, white honestly, airheads? Just like that's what I learned in that experience is like, oh, it feels so good that I don't have to see anything.
Yeah.
You probably took longer to come because you couldn't see anything.
Maybe, but I remember like having to struggle not to come because just the feeling of having a bunch of hands like grabbing.
We're
your
all
dick.
Fighting over it, kind of like my turn.
God, this is the hottest thing I've ever heard in my
That's
life.
That's so cool. I would get in my head. I'd be too hot in the bunny outfit. Available, get me out of here.
Available on our OnlyFans. Yeah.
Plug it. Plug everything you guys got.
Let me plug OnlyFans.
Let me plug OnlyFans.
Adam22 and No Jumper on all socials.
You know, boom. Plug Talk. Where can they watch Plug Talk?
Only
it's on Pornhub, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys the only podcast on Pornhub?
I doubt it. I've heard other people putting up podcasts on there.
Onlyplugtalk.com, OnlyFans, $5 a month. You can watch all of our episodes. It's like 40 episodes. It's realistically a gigantic amount of content.
And a lot of cum.
If you stay four new episodes a month, and many episodes are already in the tank. So,
well, that's guys, great. Appreciate you coming by, dude.
Guys,
I'm surprised we've never crossed paths before. But yeah, thanks for coming on, dude. I'd love to do your show sometime. Yeah, hell yeah.
I love it. All right, guys. That's the show. Thank you so much for watching.
Appreciate it.
Peace. Thank you, Adam22 and Leonard, for coming by the podcast. We also have a Patreon, which is 4 extra episodes. Drops every
And we
Friday.
Also fuck on it.
We do. It's really fun. I come fast.
Yeah, not sexually, though.
Nope.
Patreon.com/... Stiff Socks Pod. Uh-huh. We do a whole episode, an hour, uninterrupted, no ads, same episode you're listening to right now, but just once a week, $5.
Yeah. It's not the exact same episode. It's a different one, bonus one.
Oh, we say stuff on there that we might not say in the regular.
Oh, we can't.
You're telling me every week.
Every week.
Every week for $5 a month.
Yep.
We're literally dumb for doing that.
Yeah, it should be at least
tired.
$6.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Every Friday, ad-free. Go check it out. Also, the audio comes out on Apple Plus. So, and that's $5 as well. So, guys, go do it. And you know what? Why don't we give him a little sneak peek, huh? Gabe, give it to him.
I always see a thing during the week and I go, wow, can't wait to talk about that on the podcast. And then today, we didn't talk about it, but there's a website that shows you, based on your body type and stats, as a dude, how big your breasts would be as a female.
The fact that we didn't talk about some of the
Should we just make this a regular episode? I gotta find it. I literally took a screenshot of it because I was so like, I always talk about having massive jugs on this show.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. It's called Count.
It's called I Am Lonely.
Countcalculate.com.
Count Calculate?
Yeah.
Like, is it an app or on the desktop?
It's horny.
Yeah, it's
just
it's a www. I got it. I'm not.
Dude, I want OnlyFans.gov. That's a Sarah Palin hot. Pussy.
That's hot.
You think bitch pussy's what?
What?
I don't know.
Huh?
I just heard of Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin would get fucked. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Is she
yeah.
still like the president of Alaska?
She's from there.
Does she still work there? I don't know. Is she like she's .gov there?
Prime Minister?
She's
Prime Minister
there.
Sounds like a good meal.
It sounds awesome. I get a medium rare.
What do you get at Denny's? Do you make your
pancakes
own?
Pancakes and AIDS.
I think the word you're looking for is eggs. Do you make your own Grand Slam?
What the hell did you say to me?
Do you make your own Grand Slam?
What do you mean make your own Grand Slam?
What?
Don't you point to a picture because you're hammered?
Yeah.
But what do you mean you make your own? Don't you just point to it and
well,
then say
there's
how you
the
want your
Grand
eggs?
Slams that they have is like the All-American Grand Slam, the punch your stepdad Grand Slam. But then you can like mix and match and make your own Grand Slam. A Grand Slam is just like essentially just a breakfast plate.
Oh no, I just get the OG. Mm. The Make America Great plate again.
Gable If Trump had a Denny's collab, you thought that Red Hat was doing numbers? Nah, motherfuckers would be wearing that on their head.
You think lines at Raising Cane's was long? God damn, the line would be so long.
America's so funny. There's literally, we talk about that, the Raising Cane's that opened in Burbank, this shit went down like 3 blocks. There was cops there.
I don't understand. You ever get shot over a chicken finger?
I'm pretty sure people did get shot about... Or who was it? KFC had that sandwich come out?
Yeah.
Then they like pulled it off the menu and then some guy went to order and like, we don't have that. And he's like, oh, we have that.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because it was like such a big, like you needed, it was like watching the new Game of Thrones. Like you had to have
it was
done
the thing.
It. Or you're like.
Chick-fil-A is like, we've been doing this.
Chick-fil-A is so good. We just had like an hour ago.
Yep.
Gabe, are you all right? What's happening? Gabe's like adjusting the TV, but it's not on the TV. Gabe's booming her out right now.
Gabe's off the heroin.
HDMI. You ever put your dick in an HDMI thing?
Yeah, I was wondering. You guys didn't see it come up.
Calculate how large your breasts would have been if you had been a woman.
Let's go. Start with me.
Fuck yeah.
All right. How old are you, Trev?
Racks on racks on racks. 29.
Do you have a receding hairline?
No.
Okay.
Please say no.
No, you're good.
What most describes your natural body or your natural body hair? Hairiness is quite Quaffed. Normal.
Not very hairy.
You don't have a lot of beard, chest hair, or anything?
Correct. Okay. Sadly.
What's your body mass index?
My BMI?
What the fuck does that mean? You gotta Google that shit.
What's that? BBL?
This.
You can calculate. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So how tall?
6 foot. 5'11", 3/4".
Well, what's your weight?
Like 165.
165. 5 and P, calculate. 22.38.
Whoa.
Dude, I think I'm gonna have some jugs on me.
I think you're gonna have a flat chest.
There's no way. I think I'm going to be titted up, no ass.
How would you describe your body mass? 50-50 fat and muscles, bit more fat than muscles, mostly muscles.
Sir. What do you mean, sir? Who's that?
My buddy.
Probably 50-50. 50,
okay. What's your waist size for jeans?
32.
Okay.
Dick size, 44.
How large is your penis erect?
Oh, this is a real question.
Yeah.
Between 6 and 7 inches.
Whoa. Is it really?
In the winter.
Oh, hold on. Is it really between 5 and 6?
You?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm 6 and 7.
All right. Good job.
How often did you eat corn when you grew up?
That's not a fucking question. You're what?
Once or twice a month, not very often on occasion.
Maybe once a week.
Once a week?
I was corned up.
That's a lot of corn.
How big are the breasts of your family? this is a crazy question.
Oh, this is a hot question.
How large are the breasts of your female family members?
Go ahead, answer.
Dude, that's weird.
Answer. How big?
Average, small, large?
I think average.
I'd say average.
Is your mom racked out?
All right, we're going to calculate.
I think your fucking breast can look like a piece of
paper. Hey!
Ha ha!
A 71, bitches ain't bingo. What does that even mean?
What's 71 mean?
I don't know.
Wait, look at that question. It says, what size is 71 cm bust? Bust is hilarious. Like, if somebody said I had a busty chest.
That's hot.
What do you mean by that?
You're going to bust all over them.
Yeah, so small.
Bring him a picture. Bring him a picture of A74 tits.
I don't agree.
I do.
So what? I would have ass? Or
no,
what?
It's just tits.
But I'm saying usually...
Tattoo.
But I'm saying usually it's what, you know, it's the trade-off. It's like, oh, she got a donk, but it's like, you know, she got A cups. Or she got them fucking D's, and then, you know, the booty is there.
I've seen flat on both ends. Bitch looks like a granola bar.
I'm curious if...
Fuck all this. Why don't I have bigger tits?
Why am I hot? Is it not hot in here?
Wait.
I just want to see what happens if you say corn.
Oh, corn once a day?
Yeah. If you eat corn every day, does it make your tits bigger?
Bro, this is just the same thing as doing one of those like things in like middle 100%. School. What was it? We put the paper on your fingers. Pick a number. 1, 2, 3, or 4.
It's
pick
like a
corner.
A rap thing. What is that? A rap generator? Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Eating corn brings your breast size up by like 3 centimeters.
Well, that just means you're fat. Your breasts aren't bigger.
This is wrong.
Like your actual, like you got a barrel chest.
This is wrong. I would have such a big rack, or I'd pay for one. If you enjoyed that clip, there's a back catalog of over 150 some episodes on Patreon.
Whoa.
So if you think you're all caught up on the regular feed and you want to challenge yourself, go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. $5 a month, 4 extra episodes a month. It's like $1.25 per episode.
And we have Apple Plus. Which Apple released Plus. The exact same bonus episodes, but only audio.
Yeah, and that one you can do with like Apple Pay and all that. Super easy.
Bing, super easy. No friction.
Podcast app.
Do it. Splat?
Do you want to make out?
Let's do it.
All right.